There's a time and a place to grab a nap, but the seat of a moving tractor is not one of them. The hazards of sleep deprivation next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Operating vehicles or machinery while drunk or drugged is not cool, nor is it if you're severely sleep-deprived. Nebraska Extension educator Hannah Gunther says these situations can go bad in a hurry.
What we're kind of referring to here is, making those quick little head nods. Those are actually micro sleeps. We're falling asleep for the flash of a second. So instead of being late to braking or, making maneuvers, we're not stopping at all. We're going right through that stop sign.
Another Nebraska Extension educator, Jordan Luxa, says the AAA Foundation reports 328,000 drowsy driving crashes annually.
109,000 of those drowsy driving crashes resulted in an injury, and 6,400 were actually fatal.
Luxa and Gunther did a recent webinar on the health considerations of sleep.
We realize that there's going to be situations, diagnoses that are going to affect our sleep that's out of our control. Still taking our tools and resources that we're providing with you today and implementing them as best as you can, right? We can't fix all of the issues overnight, but one step at a time.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.